Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from our good friends at the Shoreline Players Community Theater of Oscoda, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Thanks.
Glad to have you on the show to talk about a very timely interactive murder mystery dinner you have coming up Saturday night. It's called If It's Brown, It's Down, A Hunting Widow Story. And if I know your stories, this should be a good one.
Oh, it's certainly going to be fun as usual.
Yeah.
If I tell you the main character's name is George Gunslinger Brown, that kind of leads you down the path a little bit, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. All right, well, when we think of If It's Brown, It's Down, we think of deer, but I've got a feeling with this being a murder mystery dinner that there's something else going on here.
Well, yeah, I think there might be a double meaning there. You know, our folks who write our shows for us, JD and Chris Hawk, always kind of like to play around with things, keep everything fun, even though it's all about murder,
right,
after
yeah.
all. But they do like to kind of keep it fun. So as I said, our central character is George Gunslinger Brown and his buddies. And when they're out to deer camp, and their deer camp is, by the way, called Camp Drop Time, all their wives kind of get together for a little deer widow's night out. And when their husbands arrive back at the cabaret room, well, things get a little crazy, and there's a little bit of mishap, mayhem, and murder.
Ooh. Enough said right there. We'll leave it at that. They need to find out the rest by coming on out. As you mentioned, the Cabernet Room, because this time around you're in a different location for this event.
This is a special event. We're kind of going back to our roots. When I first joined the Players, gosh, I'm going to age myself by saying this. We'll just say a long time ago.
It's good enough. That works.
It was quite a while ago. We used to do scripted dinner theaters at Wiltsy's and another local establishment, and so we haven't done one out at Wiltsy's in quite a while. We were talking with Dean and the folks out there and thought, you know, this could be a fun theme and a fun time of year to do one over there. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we'll be back at the camp in the new year again for our regular season over there, but this special show is out at Wiltsy's, and it's kind of fun because we haven't done one there in a while. And if you haven't been out to one of our shows before, or you're thinking about going to this one because you're somebody who likes to go over to Wiltsy's quite a bit, and we haven't done one there in a while, don't let interactive murder mystery scare
right.
you.
Yeah.
We're not going to pull you up on a stage. All the actors are provided. The evening is kind of just similar to a live game of Clue.
Yeah.
You kind of have to figure out who commits the crime and why they did it, and you get to do that by asking questions of the actors and characters who will be interacting with you throughout the dinner. So, and of course you should eavesdrop. Never feel like you shouldn't eavesdrop. If somebody's talking at somebody at the table next to you, make sure you keep your ears open, because you sometimes listening in on those conversations is the best way to pick up a little extra information.
So, yeah, kibitzing is exceptional on a night like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, the doors open at 5:30. What do people get when they come in at 5:30, Sue?
Well, they'll get seated. They get a table.
Yes, there you go. That's a good start right there. Sit down.
That's right. That's right. At 5:30 when the doors open, they'll start seating everybody. The show and dinner will follow. And they have a lovely show-themed dinner out there, and it's going to open with a jalapeno popper appetizer.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
And it's followed by a wonderful entree of their smoked meatloaf with Ashley's garlic mashed potatoes, some fresh grilled vegetables, a homemade dinner roll, and they're going to top that all off. You get dessert, too.
Mm.
How can you go wrong? You get a wonderful apple crisp for dessert.
Very nice, yes. They have some great food over there, no doubt about it. And
they do.
Plus, then you get the show and all this for just $25 per person.
That is correct. Your tickets are $25 in advance. We encourage you to pick up your tickets ahead of time so they've got a great count, you know, for the dinner. But you can get them right at the door as well. And the tickets are on sale right now at Wiltsy's, and they're moving. So if you'd like one, be sure to get in there and get yourself one.
No doubt about it.
Give them a call at 739-2231.
Very nice. So come on out. If it's brown, it's down. A Hunting Widow Story, the interactive murder mystery dinner theater, this time around at the Wiltsy's Cabernet Room on F41 in Oscoda there this Saturday night. And again, the number to call if they want to get their reservations in now, Sue?
If they want to get the reservations, they can call the Wiltsy's restaurant at 739-2231.
Sounds good. From the Shoreline Players, or they can, I'm sure your website, too, and your Facebook page will have information
Absolutely.
On it, too.
Absolutely. They can go on our Facebook page. They can go on our website at www.shorelineplayers.org or give us a call at 739-3586. And, of course, we'll be back to talk to you soon because our next thing up is our Christmas show.
Wow. Now, that'll be here before we know it, won't
it? I know. It's just flying right by.
Well, very good. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you about that. But first, help open up the hunting season if it's brown,
it's down. Absolutely.
A Hunting Widow Story this Saturday night. Things get underway at 5:30 at Wiltsy's Brew Pub there on F-41 in Oscoda. And Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players. Sue, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.